Kit Fitzsimmons here, consumer advocate, back with John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services. Now, John, we're talking annuities, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I think that's a great place to start. Despite what you'll hear on TV or some other radio shows or in huge print ads in the paper, annuities, just like any investment, aren't all bad or all good. They're a little of both, and it kind of depends on what kind of annuity you're talking about.
Like you said, there's no such thing as, you know, bad apples everywhere, you know, but you'll always find a couple of them. And what I found is when I see people in the south side of Chicago and we sit down at KU, the first thing we ask them is, you got to get to know the person. Okay, what are your needs? Okay, what are your goals? What are your risk tolerances? What is the purpose for the money? What was your thinking for buying this annuity in the first place? You know, and so often, I think the problem is they're sold incorrectly. You know, and people just don't understand the differences. I met with a lady last week. She got this, worked with this company, this advisor. He sold her this big upfront bonus. But the problem is it's a capped product, 14-year product. And the most she can earn is 3% per year. But she's also paying 1% a year for an income rider. Well, her whole purpose for the money is to leave the money to the kids. Well, she's got an income rider on a product she's never going to basically pull money from. That's costing her 1% per year, and it's a $240,000 annuity, which was starting out as $2,400. The cost of these things are going up every single year as the roll-up rate goes up. She doesn't need it, and it's going to eat into her cash value, and her beneficiaries down the road are going to be basically getting a lot less than what she put into it. When there's different products out there that, you know, gets the accumulation vehicles, we're great for that. My whole thing is I like to deal with uncapped products where there's no limits on the upside potential for the client, where they're not getting hit in fees, and gets the best value for their dollar. And I think that's the important thing of working with somebody who's a fiduciary firm who doesn't work for one specific company or getting incentivized by a certain company to sell that product to a client. And I think that's where a lot of the negativity comes from annuities. Me personally, I don't like the variable annuities because they're very, very expensive. You know, so there's all different types of annuities. You know, you got the fixed versus the variable. You got the deferred versus the immediate annuity. You get a lifetime versus a fixed period. You got qualified versus unqualified, single premium versus flexible premium. So there's a lot of pros and cons and different types out there. To me personally, when we sit down with somebody, education is the key, and do your homework.
So this is a good point, because doing your homework, it sounds like we're just saying, hey, go Google it. But that is not what we're saying. Certainly, there have been many folks out there who have tried to Google this sort of thing and have run into the problem that everyone who's ever used Google for anything has found. There are 20 pages of results, and oftentimes the top 10 results disagree with each other.
Oh, absolutely, because everybody's incentivized to do their own thing. We sit down with a client and I show up. The key is you definitely do not want to buy a capped product. To me, that's an absolute no-brainer. With the exception if the person is single, they have no intentions of using the money, but they want it for income. And even then, there's so many uncapped products out there that will blow away a capped product down the road. The key is the roll-up rate. Okay, and what the lifetime payout percentages are for people who are looking for income. So there's so many different flexibilities. One of the things I always looked for a key feature in an annuity is, for, especially with people who have these income riders on there, is can your spouse assume the income rider if you pass away? And we want to make sure that, hey, listen, we're protecting both lives with this product. Because, I mean, even though it might be the husband's IRA or the wife's IRA, it's nice to know they're going to get the higher of the two should something happen to one of them. And I think that's important. And again, understanding the basics of how these things work.
Absolutely. And that's why it's so important to sit down with someone who does deal with these sorts of things every single day, who has that open mind to look at different strategies out there, and who doesn't shy away from annuities or push annuities beyond all other options. It's about that personalized approach that we've been talking about all throughout the show. It's about getting that customized second set of eyes on your plan to ensure that your plan is just that, your plan. You want your plan to take care of you all the way through retirement, and it is time to sit down and make sure it is. The number to call to reach John Kelly and sit down with the team at Kelly Financial Services is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. And this is a perfect opportunity for folks to give you a call. Isn't that right, John?
Folks, give us a call. If you're sitting out there and you're wondering what kind of annuities are best for you, we have a whole annuity portfolio analysis we do. We'll show you which are the best ones for you and your family. We also give a copy of Patrick Kelly's book, The Retirement Miracle, which talks about tax-free income in retirement. We also give away this week Coach Pete's 401k Survival Guide, which talks about the best way to handle your 401ks, your investment allocations, things like that. And then for any of our listeners who come on board with $250,000, we provide them with a free will and a power of attorney for finance and for healthcare. And then for any listeners who come on board with over $500,000, we provide them with a free living trust, which helps them avoid the probate process completely. So give us a call. We'll do a complete analysis for all of our listeners.
That number again, 800-477-1135. Get that fee analysis to ensure you're not paying more in fees than you need to. Get that tax analysis so you ensure that you're not paying more to Uncle Sam than you need to be. And get that income analysis so you know you have that money coming in every single month, that check in the mail, knowing where your money for the month is coming from, that you have the money to take care of your expenses and your hobbies and your interests. Make sure that you are not scaling back without need. The number to call to reach John Kelly and the team at Kelly Financial Services is 800-477-1135. Well, John, the show has just flown by today. Thank you so much for all the great information. We'll look forward to talking with you next week.
You have a great one. Take care.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll look for you next week as well, right here on the Financial Safari.
Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.